Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, 6:29 in the Fan, CBS Sports Network as well. I have a couple of quickies before we get to Chris that have nothing to do with sports, more so the show. Number one, Guido in Mohegan Lake. Photos on the way, so don't call up and yell. I finally got to that yesterday. It's on the way, so I did not forget.
What photos and of what?
Me.
Why?
Because he asked for one.
Why does Guido want photos of you?
Because he loves me, Boomer. No, okay. He's. I don't know. I think because I run the Cornhole League and he runs one.
Oh.
So he wanted the picture of me to put on his wall of pictures.
Oh, that's right.
This happened, Boom, when you were out and Jerry and Gio were doing a show. This guy called in to complain that Jerry was big time and wouldn't send him a photo.
He claims that he sent in, and I'm sure he did, that he sent a letter to the radio station addressed to me, which I never got, but you look at our mail situation right now, whatever. And so last time he called, Eddie got his address, and so I finally got to it yesterday. So Guido, it is on the way. And then the other thing, I just went into your office, Al. So you know how back there where Eddie stays and James is back there now in Bob's seat? They have the video, the monitor of the CBS Sports Radio Network. They have the DA show going. Andrew Bogish was on there. And Andrew, if you listen to the radio station, does the 1 p.m. update here on The Fan and fills in once in a while. He looks homeless.
Like, I think the coronavirus stuff is getting to him because I go back and forth with him on Twitter all the time. He's a stay at home until the virus is cured and we have a vaccine and don't leave your house kind of guy. So we battle that on Twitter back and forth. So I think the virus is getting to him.
Which is fine, but his wife could cut his hair. A little bit.
So Andrew Bogish is basically having a mental episode.
If you follow him and Al on Twitter together, right. I would agree with that, yes.
Well, you know, this is the collateral damage of sitting at home and just waiting for something to happen.
Right.
As opposed to just going outside and trying to enjoy some fresh air. And, you know, you don't have to go to parties. You don't have to go to protests. You don't have to go to, you know, concerts.
He's unshaven and pale, and his hair looks like Shaggy. From Scooby-Doo.
There's actually a camera on him.
Yes.
Okay.
You know what? Next break, I'm going to take a picture of it and I'll post it just so you can see what I'm talking. He looks like a mess.
Also, right. Real quick, you mentioned the office, Jerry. I think I have almond milk in that fridge.
Open?
But I know almond milk doesn't sour like dairy milk. Like, I don't think it's going to smell, but if someone could toss it.
Would I get sick if I tried it?
I wouldn't try it, but I think you can throw it out.
Don't do that.
I meant to ask Al about 3 months ago what you wanted me to do with it, and then I forgot about it.
Yeah.
So it's still in there.
Yeah.
And this is your new fridge, right?
Yeah, it is. But, like, I've had to go in there for insulin, so I know it doesn't reek. Like, in the past when I had to get my insulin,
right.
I used to open and close it as fast as I could.
Yeah, I think it's the non-dairy factor of the almond milk.
All right, I will check it out next break.
And, Jerry, have you been in my office at all?
I have. I slept in it about 3 weeks ago.
Did you really?
I did. I couldn't sleep at home, so I got up at midnight. I laid down at 8:30. So remember,
yeah.
I took the 2 days off a few weeks ago, whatever it was.
Yeah.
So I went to bed on Sunday night at 8:30, and at midnight I was still staring at the ceiling. And then when my wife came to bed and passed out in 2 seconds, and I was still up, I was furious. So I got in the car and just drove here at 12:30.
All right. So
and laid down in your office. Yes.
All right. So. You did not leave the door open so other snapperheads can go in there.
No, I locked it immediately.
All right, good. And did you wipe anything down when you went in there, or did you just plop yourself down in there?
I plopped myself down, and I also figured by the time you go back into the office, if I did bring the virus in, it'd be dead by then.
Right.
Not going to live for a month.
That virus could be hanging around in there.
Not for a month.
Given the fact that all those people were in there right prior to the breakout.
Not for a month. A couple days, tops. You'd be talking 4 weeks.
Did you bring any alcohol wipes with you or any disinfectant spray with you or any of that?
I always have the hand sanitizer.
That's it?
Yeah.
So, but you didn't bring any Clorox wipes or any of that stuff?
Why?
I don't know who's wiping down the studio.
We have someone that does that. A great gentleman who is walking around wiping things down left and right. I said yesterday, door handles all over the place constantly. It's like he goes in a loop. I actually thanked him on my way out the door yesterday.
And whose seat are you sitting in right now?
Yours.
Oh, God.
That's right. Oh, no, I'm in G's. No, that's wrong. I'm in G's. But if you want, I can go infect your seat.
You just stay right here.
I'll infect your seat.
No.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Jesus. Here we go. My takeaway from all that is...
Maybe get a camera on me, guys.
Why would I even ask this question? I sit in his seat
and I'm going to wipe down all the things here. I'll get this and I'll...
He's wiping his Corona butt right on your seat.
Yeah, I know. It's unbelievable.
You should be good to go, my man.
All right. That's great. Thanks, Jerry. I appreciate it.
How about Jerry able to sleep on your couch but can't sleep in his own bed?
How about Jerry thinking that he'd just go right into my office during coronavirus?
You gave me a key.
Yeah, you gave him the key.
On my couch.
Corona sweat on your couch now.
I mean, did you leave an ink spot on the couch?
An ink spot?
You know, or a wet spot or anything?
Oh, I might have sweat through. Yeah, it's possible.
Oh, God.
But it's dry. Again, it was a month ago. It's dried through. You're good. You have no idea. I'd be more concerned about your workstation now.
All right.
You're going to be fine. I will wipe it down before we leave.
I'm opting out.
No, you're going to be here Monday. Your turn. Boomer's got next. 6:35. Chris Lopresti has next. Are you still down the shore?
I'm still here.
Excellent.
4 for 4 as far as the weather goes. Tomorrow's going to be interesting. And is that true? Yeah, I'm not really sure what I'm going to do, but I just checked. Thunderstorms in the morning, 80% chance of rain.
Dad walking behind you in the living room in his underwear.
or just have him stand behind you with a big umbrella.
Right.
Well, I'm covered from above out here. It's just, you know, I don't know about as far as things coming in from the side, if there's any sort of wind. So we'll check on that tomorrow.
Well, when does this shore vacation end for you?
We are checking out and heading home early Saturday morning. So we're getting down to the last couple of days here. I'm going to try and pack in as much fun as we can.
Yeah, tomorrow doesn't look great. You're right.
No, it does not. We were hoping to play golf. That ain't going to happen. So, oh well.
Okay.
Yes. Brought to you by Winters Bros Waste Systems, Long Island's number one choice for all your waste collection and recycling needs. Visit wintersbros.com. Shortened season. The last-minute schedule adjustment doesn't seem to matter. The Yankees just do not lose at Camden Yards, and right out of the gate last night made their presence felt.
Swinging a fly ball to right, looking towards the corner. This one's deep if it stays fair, and this one is gone. Just inside the fair pole in right field into the corner. But DJ LeMahieu takes Wojciechowski out in right field.
Went the other way as he does so well. That's Ricky Ricardo with the call here on the fan. John
Sterling
missing last night's game. A little under the weather. He did test negative for the coronavirus. He told the New York Post. Should be back to work in a day or two, so we wish him well. Back to LeMahieu, start of a huge night for him. 4 for 5, the home run there, a couple of RBIs, 2 runs scored. He accounted for half the Yankees' hits. They made them count, 9 runs on 8 hits in an eventual 9-3 victory over the Orioles. So that's 17 in a row against Baltimore, third longest streak against a single opponent in franchise history. And the Yanks have won 16 straight at Camden Yards now, dating back to July 11th of 2018. Gerrit Cole, not particularly sharp in the first inning, but he settled in, retired 14 straight, 19 out of 20 after a Jose Iglesias first inning RBI double. Said he labored in the seventh, ran out of gas, but he settled for his second win in as many starts. Says he and Gary Sanchez worked well together again.
Gary and I were on the same page a lot, and we were executing a lot more pitches than not. And we kept a steady mix, too.
He said he leaned on Sanchez.
It's just like Patrick Mahomes, I'm telling you.
It's close.
It is pretty close.
And, you know, the thing is he's going to go on and have, like, 14 wins this year because he's playing on the Yankees. And meanwhile, Jacob DeGrom is just going to be slugging it out.
Yes, he is.
Jacob DeGrom might go 2-2 this year.
Wouldn't surprise anyone.
He didn't have his great stuff yesterday either, but even without his great stuff, look at
what he gives you. He still gives you a good chance to win, still left as the winning pitcher after they scored 4. It's
just too bad that you had, you know, Wilson and Lugo kind of just screw it up, and then, you know,
Justin Wilson
on the bench.
Awful. I mean, just awful last night.
And then Mitch, Moreland hits a dribbler to third base.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, got to field it cleanly. He didn't.
How many times does this happen to the Mets where somebody hits into a weird double play and the run still scores?
Well, how about in back-to-back innings, those double plays where the shortstop comes over, grabs it, runs to second base, and still gets the guy out at first to complete the double play. It was, I know it was Cano the one time, because I'm not sure if he was even running. Was it, I don't know, if I forget who it was the second time. I don't remember what it was, but it was like back-to-back innings. They had like 35 hits last night, and they still don't score enough runs to win. I mean, it's unbelievable. They're leaving guys on base.
15 hits and 11 men on base.
Oh, my God.
Left
awful.
Get to the Mets in a second. I'll tell you quickly. You got Jay Happ on the mound tonight, opposed by John Means. They moved the game time up to 7:05, so we got pregame here on The Fan. 6:25. Aaron Boone also setting his rotation for the Red Sox series at the stadium. Jordan Montgomery tomorrow night. Masahiro Tanaka will make his season debut Saturday, and then James Paxton will start Sunday's series finale. Also, Boone said they expect to make up their games with the Phillies next week, though that is unofficial and unclear as of now where those games would take place.
One other thing last night, Pedro Severino of the Orioles.
Yeah.
Not once, but twice
in the
same inning, the first inning. Catcher's interference. I believe it's the first time in over 60 or around 60 years that that's happened.
And not just catcher's interference, but like
Judge and Stanton, too.
Blatant. It wasn't even the kind of thing where you had to look at a replay. Like, you could see it and hear it, and he reacted as if he was in significant pain.
Judge and Stanton whacked your hand. He's not lucky your hand's not broken.
Right. Not the guys you want to have it happen against. Mets took two from the Red Sox at Fenway. Boston returning the favor in last night's opener at Citi Field.
2-2 from Workman. And Cespedes goes down swinging on the curveball, and that's the second out.
Gary Cohen, SNY. Cespedes whiffing with the bases loaded in the ninth. Robinson Cano then lined out softly to short as the Mets' comeback bid came up short. They fall to the Red Sox 6-5. Cespedes did homer in this game, but also struck out three times. The Mets actually K'd 12 times as a team. They did have the 15 hits. Pete Alonso 4-for-4, and Andres Jimenez 2-for-4 with an RBI triple in his first career start. Jacob deGrom wasn't at his best, but still good enough to give his team a chance to win six innings at two-run ball as his scoreless streak came to an end at 31 innings.
I didn't know what the franchise record was, but I was trying not to give up any runs, so I knew I had one going from last year, but I just didn't make some pitches when I needed to.
As usual, departed the game with a lead and was left with the no decision, the bullpen faltering. As you mentioned, Seth Lugo, Justin Wilson, the offenders this time around. Luis Rojas says it happens.
Relievers are going to give up runs. You know, they're not going to be perfect throughout a season. These guys are, you know, two of the best relievers in the game, obviously part of the depth of our bullpen.
And he's not wrong. The problem is this is twice now in less than a week. They've lost games they should not have lost.
Yep.
And when you're playing 60 games, you can't give up. You can't give away anything, let alone two in a week. Just off. And give Rafael Devers a lot of credit because he saved the game, too. On the J.D. Davis hit in the ninth inning.
Series finale tonight. We'll see if they could make it 3 out of 4 against Boston. Stephen Matz opposed by Martin Perez at 7:07. Also from yesterday, Jose Reyes officially announcing his retirement. Year and a half away from kind of like Bernie Williams. It took him like, you know, a decade to officially announce his. I've got gnats here in my face if you see me waving on camera. Elsewhere, MLB came down hard on Joe Kelly for his antics against the Astros Tuesday night. An 8-game suspension for throwing at Alex Bregman and then later getting into it with Carlos Correa. Kelly's manager, Dave Roberts, sticking up for his guy, says it wasn't intentional.
I'm going to say no.
And of course
I think
you
that,
are.
Joe echoed that sentiment last night in his post game. So, you know, we've all seen the video of him warming up and breaking his own window in his house. So, I don't know. I'm going to stick to my story.
So he's wild, apparently, and that's really all it came down
Please
to.
Please stop.
Of course.
Good suspension. I love
it. Yes. As for last night's game, Dodgers beat Houston again 4-2 in 13 innings, and their TV crew had some fun at the Astros' expense. Here was Jose Altuve striking out looking in the fifth.
Strike three call. Perhaps guessing something else. Two out.
Guessing's harder than knowing.
Would be Oral Hershiser with the finger there at the end. Dodgers rookie Edwin Rios eventually hit the go-ahead two-run homer for LA in the top half of the 13th. For the second straight day, zero positive coronavirus tests for the Phillies roster, but because of the incubation period, MLB taking the cautious approach. Phillies game with the Blue Jays on Friday postponed. Instead, they will play a straight doubleheader on Saturday. Also, as you guys mentioned, another Marlins player testing positive, so they're up to 18 cases now in their traveling party. Giants tackle Nate Solder opting out of the 2020 NFL season, citing family health. And you have to take into account he is a cancer survivor. His son has been, I don't know if he currently is or did within the last year or so, has a battle with cancer. Also, he has a newborn son. So a lot of reasons for him to decide to sit it out. Chiefs running back Damian Williams opting out as well. Boomer's made the point the last few days about Sam Darnold and his immune system with the mono last year, but in a one-on-one with SNY's Jhené Coakley, Darnold says he hasn't even considered not playing this season.
Different guys have different situations, so I can't speak on, you know, kind of what the guys or, you know, certain reasons why guys would be opting out. But for me, I live alone in an apartment in Jersey, so Al, I really Hughes. Have no reason to opt out. And
yeah, you and Sam Darnold have a lot in common, Al.
That's right.
Yeah, he was calling himself that he had a boring lifestyle.
Right.
Al immediately followed him on Twitter.
Needs a podcast. Sam's boring podcast, right?
He says he lives, yeah, right by, he says within minutes from where the Jets facility is, he has
he
an
does.
Apartment.
I know exactly where
Very
he
nice
lives.
Area.
And he does. And he's just going to go and play football and go home, and that's it.
That's right. Stay at the apartment and just go to and from work. NBA season resumes tonight in Orlando. You get the Jazz and the Pelicans at 6:30, followed by the Lakers and the Clippers at 9. It's a TNT doubleheader. Zion Williamson, not a lock to play for New Orleans.
I was gone for 7 to 8 days with urgent family matters. And then I had to sit in a room for 4 days. So, you know, the NBA isn't something, you know, you can just jump straight into. So
he'll jump straight into it. He just may not play a lot of minutes.
Yes, Anthony Davis expected to play for the Lakers after he was poked in the eye during a scrimmage last weekend.
The amazing thing is the way that the NBA set this whole thing up was so that Zion Williamson could actually play in it.
And he will.
He'll be okay. All right. So will Anthony
He
Davis.
Will.
All right.
Islanders beat the Rangers in the exhibition up in the Toronto bubble, 2-1. Anthony Beauvillier and Devon Taves, the goal scorers for the Isles, one each against Igor Shesterkin and Henrik Lundqvist as a garbage truck goes by. Mark Stahl escaped injury for the Rangers. He left the game. Should be fine for Saturday's opener against the Hurricanes. Semyon Varlamov stopped all 19 shots he faced. Filipetto had the goal that came against Thomas Greiss. So you've got Saturday for the qualifier series, Rangers-Hurricanes at noon, Islanders-Panthers at 4 o'clock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.